produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad to see that you have tuned in tonight. This is your church online, known as the Infinity Center, where the Word of God is taught and people's lives are really being changed. I must say, we get testimonies all the time, but we want to hear your testimony. Perhaps you're one of those people who've got great things that the Lord has done for them, but you've not shared it with us. We want you to, even as the word goes forth now, simply type your testimonies in, because I do look at your testimonies. They really are encouraging and they are impactful. Well, I'm ready to get into today's teaching. We're going to get into this revelation called the heart circumcision. Let's get back to the origin of circumcision, first of all. I want you to go with me to Genesis. Genesis 17, verse 9 to 11. And it reads like this. And God said to Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant. Therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. This is my covenant which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised, and ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant between me and you. I want you to listen to what I'm going to say to you right now. It's very powerful. Circumcision in ancient times was one of the signs of a covenant. Two, it was also a seal. It's the cutting away of the flesh. This is now, I'm giving you New Testament and Old combined. It's the cutting away of the flesh. The old man and his deeds and the past. So circumcision is a very, very, very powerful thing. And I want you to notice how circumcision to Jewish people was really and truly a very significant thing, because it was the mark or a sign of a covenant. Now, I want you to notice, if a man had been circumcised, it's not something you'd see every day with a man. You wouldn't see it because he's covered. So it's very clear then that, isn't it interesting that, so that it's very clear then that if you met a person who was in covenant with God back then, you wouldn't have known that they were in covenant with God unless you were in a private room and they showed you their private parts, basically. So we understand that the circumcision that was done back then, it was the mark and it was the sign of the covenant that must be understood. Okay, now hear now what Genesis 17, 14 says. This is all from the King James, I must state. It says, and the uncircumcised man-child whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off, listen to this, from his people, for he had broken the covenant. You got to hear this, because when we get into this later on, you're going to understand why I'm emphasizing this verse now. And the uncircumcised man-child, whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He had broken my covenant. Let me tell you how strong a statement this is. Circumcision back then was so powerful that, in fact, if you were not circumcised, you could not be a participant in the covenant. And it means you, listen to this, and it means you are cut off, from the promises. In other words, the promises do not belong to an uncircumcised person, because the circumcision was the sign of the covenant. So where the sign of the covenant was, the promises were in motion. So we see the importance of circumcision. Now listen to this now. The first circumcision is done by man, but the second circumcision is done by God. That right there is something very, very powerful. Hear it again. The first circumcision is done by man. The second circumcision that the New Testament speaks about, it can only be done by God, because only God can circumcise the heart. Only God can change the heart. Only God can change your life. So in other words, it doesn't mean that because you are not Jewish and you understand what this principle really means, you got to get a hold of this. I mean, I can hardly formulate this because this is so powerful. You don't have to be Jewish to have a covenant. You got to understand this. Israel as a nation has a covenant with God that is still in effect today. And as a nation, now you got to understand now, Israel as a nation is not my God. Israel as a nation, please hear what I'm going to say to you, it's going to be powerful. Israel as a nation has not had the circumcision of the heart. All they've had is a circumcision of the flesh. And it's only when you're born again and you come into the new covenant that there's now a new circumcision. And this circumcision, which is of the heart, only God can do. Now, hear now what it goes on to say. Listen to this now. Deuteronomy 30, verse 6, it reads like this. But the Lord thy God will circumcise the heart. Now, pause right there. This is said in Deuteronomy, but I want you to notice, it says, the Lord thy God will circumcise the heart. Notice, the Lord, not man. The first was what God told man to do. Now, of the heart, this is not something that God's going to do. And what you're really seeing here is a prophetic foretaste or a foreshadow of what's going to come in the kingdom of God, in the new covenant, in a new age. The kingdom of God is inhabited by people who've had a heart circumcision. You say, why? Because the circumcision of the flesh is no longer required under the new covenant. Remember in the book of Acts, they got into trouble with that because they tried to make the Gentiles Jews by circumcising them, to saying if they're not circumcised, they can't inherit the promise. That is true yet not true, because what they were forgetting was salvation is to all, whether you are a Jew or Gentile. God required Israel back then to be circumcised. He doesn't require them now. You say, why? What's happened between at Abraham and now? The cross of Christ. And that's where circumcision changes. And that's where things really began. Now watch this. And in fact, let me give you a quick revelation of this. It's going to surprise you. If you notice, in the Garden of Eden, when God made man, there was no circumcision. You say, why? Because man was in innocence. There was no sin. The whole revelation of circumcision came because of sin. So the demarcation between God and man was that mark. So circumcision is a powerful thing, and it needs to be understood. So here now, God now speaks now to the children of Israel, and he gives them this word, and he's speaking to them of what is to come. Because they already had the circumcision of the flesh, but they didn't have a circumcision of the heart. Coincidentally, that's why if you notice, when the law was given, do you notice it was written on stone because he couldn't write it on their hearts. And the reason why he couldn't write it on their hearts was because their hearts were hardened. Their hearts were stony. In other words, their hearts were uncircumcised. So in other words, the law didn't have the power to circumcise your heart. Powerful truth. Hear this now. And the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart and the heart of thy seed to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. So hear this now. If you've not had a circumcision of the heart, you can't love God with all your heart when you still have flesh. So if you don't love the Lord with all your heart, it's because you still have some flesh. And the cure to the flesh is it must be circumcised. The cure for the heart is the heart must be circumcised. Ooh. To love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Hear this now, that thou mayest live. So if you want to live, get a circumcision. Now, hear this now, and let this go deep in your heart. The circumcision of the flesh never changed the heart. Because remember, only God can do it. So then now, the heart is circumcised under the new covenant. And the question is now, how is the flesh circumcision different? Hear it again. How is the first circumcision different to the second? Oh, this is powerful. This is really good. The first circumcision was done by man. That's the obvious. Number two, the first circumcision, now get this in your spirit now, the first circumcision, the child had no say in the matter. The child could not say, I don't want to be circumcised. You say, why? Because they were under the law. And it was how the law functioned. So you had no choice in the matter. You cannot talk about, hear this now, you cannot say God's given you a free moral will if you didn't have the choice to make the decision. The child, because remember now, the law is on the eighth day, the child is to be circumcised. Now notice, even when you say eight, what does eight represent? Eight represents new beginnings, but it also represents infinity because the child is a child, the child is just born. So a child is a new beginning. But hear it again. The child had no say in the matter, none whatsoever. So that's the reason why in the new covenant, the circumcision of the flesh is now invalid. It is not necessary. Okay, watch this now. But the second circumcision is different. You say, why? Because the circumcision of your heart can only take place with your consent and your permission. Oh, my God. It's at a mouthful right there, isn't it? Hear it again. The second circumcision, you make the decision. You give the consent. The first one, you did not, because you were not at the age of maturity to understand it. So hear it again now. So because in the first one, you had no consent in it. This is a hard thing to say, but I'm going to say it. So you really and truly can own the responsibility of it. You say, why? You can't own a responsibility for something you never took with your consent. This is powerful. But the kingdom requires a circumcision of the heart, representing a change of heart, representing a change of life. Because the circumcision of the heart represents the born-again person, the person who is being cut out of the world in every shape or form. Now, hear now what this scripture says now. Romans 2, 25 to 29. It says, for circumcision verily profiteth. Hear this now. And hear what Paul says now. If thou keep the law, but if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcised. Therefore, if the uncircumcised keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? Question Paul asked. And hear this now. And shall not uncircumcised, which is by nature, if it fulfills the law.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.